Be'ez Hashem Mizbeach, we begin Perek Shishi, the sixth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Be'ezrachim, the laws of the Beis Hamikdash and the Seif HaVoideh. Continue on a similar theme from the previous Perek, discussing the measurements of the Har HaBayis and the other parts of the Beis Hamikdash, but specifically now regarding the incline of the mountain of the Har HaBayis. So the Rambam begins Halacha Alf. Hamikdash Kulay, the entire temple, Lohayi B'Mishr, was not flat ground. Ela B'Mali Har, rather, was in the incline of the mountain. And as follows, Kesha'odim nichnas b'sham mizrachi shal har habayis, when a person enters from the eastern gate of the Temple Mount, mahalach atzayif hachel b'shava, okay, so that, until he gets to the chel, which we describe all these areas one after the other in the previous parak, it goes up until the chel, which the wall around the azari goes in straight. But then, v'oyli, you have to go up min ha'chel, from the wall of the chel, le'ezes ha'nashim, to the women's courtyard, b'shteim esri ma'alis, with 12 steps. Room kol ma'ala, the height of every single step was chatzi amma, half a amma. The shulcha, and its tread, which is the width of the step, which is how much the step takes up, was chatzi amma, was a half amma. Now halacha beis, okay, mahalach kolez is nashim b'shabbat. So you weren't walking up the mountain the whole time. They were flat grounds, but then you had to keep on going higher and higher. On every single area was distinct. So mahalach kolez is nashim b'shabbat. So the entire women's courtyard was equal. But then v'olim enel az yisrael, then you had to go up to the yisrael courtyard, Shuhut Chilas Azar, which has the beginning of the Azara, which we call the Azara is the Ezra Zisol. That's B'chamesh Asher Ma'as with 15 steps. Rum Kol Ma'al Chatzi Amma, the height of every step was a half Amma. The Shulcha Chatzi Amma, and its tread, again, its width was a half Amma. So you're going forward a half Amma, that's the Shulcha, and the height is the Ma'al. Halacha Gimel now, Ma'al Chol Ezra Zisol, B'shava, now the entire Ezra Zisol was straight. V'oil Menel Lezes Kanim, but then you had to go up to the Kanam courtyard, the Malu with a step, and that step was Gavayam, was Amahai. V'alei Duchan, and on that there was a platform, Yesh B'Sholosh Malas, which had three steps. Rum Kol Malu Chatzi Amma, the height of each step was a half Amma. V'Sholcha Chatzi Amma, and its tread, meaning in the forward direction, was the horizontal, was Chatzi Amma, half Amma. So Nimtzis comes out, Ezes HaKahan Gavaya Al Shal Yisrael, that the Ezes Kam was higher than Ezes before it, which the Amma Samechza was two Ammas and a half, because you count the one Amma height, and then the other three half amas of the duchen. Halacha dalg. Now, mahalach kol ezes kahanim. Now you continue walking through the ezes kahanim. V'ha mizbech with the altar ben ul mizbech between the antechamber and mizbech. B'shava, all that is straight. But then v'oil misham leulam. Then you have to go up from there to the antechamber b'shteim esrim alas with 12 steps. Rum kamal lechatzi amah. The height of every step was a half amah. V'shulcha chatzi amah, and its tread was a half amah. V'ulam hechel kul b'shava. And then the antechamber and the hechel was all equal. Halacha hey, nimtzes, it comes out. Goiva karka hechel, the height of the ground of the hechel, al karka shar hamizrach shal har habayis, the height of the ground of the hechel, which was the highest point, that was higher than the ground of the eastern gate of the har habayis, which is where you enter into the mountain, was higher by shtayim v'esrim amas, by 22 amas. The reason that was is because we said that the Ezes Nashim was higher than the har habayis 6 amas, as we said in Halacha Alf. We say Halacha Beis that the Ezes Yisrael is higher than the Ezes Nashim 7.5 amas. Then we say Halacha Gimel that Ezes Kahanim is higher than Ezes Yisrael 2.5 amas. And then we say Halacha Dal that the Ulam is higher than Ezes Kahanim by 6 amas, a total of 22 amas. Now, B'goyve Shar Har Habayis Esrim amah. The height of the gate itself of the Har Habayis of the Temple Mount was 20 amas. So the Fikr, therefore, Eimid Keneged Shar HaMizrach. So if someone's standing opposite the eastern gate, in a roya pesach hechel. If he's looking through the gate, he can't see the opening of the hechel because the floor of the hechel starts 2 amas higher than the top of the gate. So you obviously can't see through the gate the opening of the hechel. Now, umneze, actually, because of this, also kaisel shal gabe shar zeh, they actually made the wall, which was on top of the gates, the wall on top of the eastern gate, they made namach, that a low wall. They shake kain or imid bahar mishka, so that the kain you're standing on the Har HaZeisim, the Mount of Olives, which Mishka is also from anointing, which is from olives, which was on the east of the base of Migdash, and the Kohen is facing westwards, so that he could be right, he could see over the wall of the Har HaBayis, Pesach HaHechel, into the opening of the Hechel, because again, he wouldn't be able to see through the Shar, he would have to see over the Shar, as the Pasuk says, he has to see, and he has to spray on Nechit Me'ol Amayit, B'shosh HaMazim Edam HaPar, Nechit Hechel, at the time when he's spraying the blood of the Paraduma towards the Hechel. Halacha Vav Dram continues now regarding the Lishkois, as it comes up in this discussion regarding the elevations, the ascents of the mountain. Ulashachis Hayushim, now there were chambers over there, Tachas Ezes Yisrael, beneath the Yisrael courtyard, which was Pesuchas Ezes Anashim, which opened up the Ezes Anashim, because we said you had to go up from the Ezes Anashim to the Ezes Yisrael. Now, under that ground, meaning which was a ground level for the Ezes Anashim, but it was underground for the Ezes Yisrael, in that ground there was chambers. Shoshama Levim Nisim Hakinois, that's where the Levim would put their harps, and the bolam, and the lyres, and the tzeltayim, and the cymbals, the chol klei hashem, all their instruments. Maladuchan, and on the platform, ha'olim Ezes Yisrael Ezekanim, that went up from the Ezes Yisrael to the Ezekanim, ha'olim im mishosh ha'im Yisrael al-karben, that's where the Levim would stand when they would say the Shira, the song, on the carbon. Now, continue on this discussion of the Lishkais, halacha zayin, halashachis, the chambers have Habanuiz Bakoidish, which are built in a holy area. Uvesuchas l'chol, but the opening was to an unconsecrated area. So, if their roof was equal to the ground of the Azar, like we just mentioned, you could have a chamber that is underground for part of it, so its roof is the ground of the Azar, like we said before, then Teichen Chayil. So its inside is mundane because it opens up into an unconsecrated area, its roof, which is the ground, which is the Azar itself, will have a sanctity. Now, if it's not equal to the ground, then even the roof is going to be unconsecrated. Because the roofs and the upper stories in the Azar were not sanctified with the Kedusha of the Azar, of the courtyard itself. The figure, therefore, Gag HaMelech, so these roofs, you cannot eat, even though it's like in the temple complex, it doesn't make a difference, you cannot eat Kachem Kachem over there, which could also be eaten in the Azara, you would have to be on the ground level. And Malay Shechetim Kachem Kam, you cannot slaughter Kachem Kam over there, which also has to be slaughtered in the Azara. Halacha Ches, let's say it was actually built in an unconsecrated area, but Besuchas HaKadosh, the opening, it opens up into the Azara. Then Teichen Kadosh, actually the inner part of that room would actually have a halacha of the Azara, Lachilas Kachem Kachem, for the halacha of eating kachem kachem, al ein shaychin shem kachem kam, but you cannot slaughter kachem kam over there. It has to actually be in the azar itself. Vanichsin shem betumah, and whoever goes in there in the state of tumah, he's going to be pot, he's going to be exempt because he's not actually in the azar. Vagagasein chalachadav, and the roofs are going to be considered mundane for all halachas because it's not in the azar area. Halacha tes hamechilos habsuchas lazar, regarding the tunnels that open up into the azar, so open up into the kodesh area. So kodesh, the tunnels itself have the sanctified halacha. And but v'apsuchas l'arbayis, those with tunnels which, although it went underground of the Beis Hamikdash, but it opened up into the Temple Mount, not into the Azar, v'chol, then they have the halacha of being unconsecrated. Hachalaynis, the windows, v'avi achayme, and the thickness of the walls themselves, are kalifnim, they have halacha like the state of the inside, and like the Azar, bein l'achilis kachakachim, with the halachas of eating kachakachim, and bein l'tumah, with the halacha of the prohibition of being tamei in the Azar. Halacha Yudram continues regarding adding on to the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash, Temple Mount, Yerushalayim. So Bezdin, regarding the court of 71 Sanhedrin, Shadotz Lohitzav al Yerushalayim, they wanted to add on to the dimensions of Yerushalayim, or Lohitzav al Azar, to add on to the courtyard. So my Sifin, they're allowed to add on. And V'yeshlim Limshech Azar, they could extend the courtyard, Adam Mokam Shirtz, until as far as they want to, Mehar Abayis, as long as part of the Temple Mount. Now, V'limshech Chaymes Yerushalayim, they could also extend the walls of Yerushalayim, Adam Mokam Shirtz, that there's no limit, that they could extend it until how far they want to. Halacha Yirav, and but there's a requirement. Amos even Ali Ir, Oyal Azar, so you cannot add on to the city of Yerushalayim or to the courtyards of the Beis HaMikdash, El Al Pi HaMelech, only based on the authority of the king, El Pi Navi, and that of a prophet, Ubur Metumim, which the Kohen Gadol war in the Ephod by the Choshen, he had the Hashem's name, El Pi Sanhedrin, Shulim Echad Zekin, and based on the high court of 71 elders, Shulim Echad says in the Pasuk in Shemais, like all that I'm going to show you, etc. Bechain tasu, and so too you should do, which Chazal tells means lederes of future generations, which they had the Sanhedrin, and they had a Navi, and had Ur Metumim, and Moshe Rabbeinu Melechayu, where was the king? Moshe Rabbeinu himself had the status of the king. Now, how do we actually do this to add on to this city? So it's the following procedure. So the courts, they make two Thanksgiving offerings. But looking lechem chamish of them, we specifically take, we're in a toida, there's, although generally you don't have leavening, but the common toida has leavened breads, so they take the chametz breads of those toidas. Now the courts go after those who are carrying these two toidas of their breads. When the two toidas are one after the other, and you have the Sanhedrin behind them, and they stand with harps and lyres and cymbals, I'll call pin and pin on every single corner, I'll call Evan, the Evan, Shabbat, and every stone in your slime. Volume, and they say, Pasuk in Tehillim, in Mizmer, Shech Hanukas Habayis, Aramim Hashem, I will exalt you, Hashem, Kidil Sani, because you have lifted me up, Begamer, etc. Achmegin, let's say, Famakum, Shemekdishan, until you get to the end of the place where you want to sanctify, because you're extending now your slime. And Volume, and they stand over there. which Kashim Kami, not like eat out of Yerushalayim, but they're illustrating, they're demonstrating that they're going to eat the breads of that one Toidah from the two Toidahs over there. And the second one's breads are burnt. And based on the prophet, they decide which one gets burnt and which one gets eaten. Sort of adding on to the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. You sanctify it with the remnants of a flour offering. Because my Yerushalayim, just like Yerushalayim, had Toidush in the Cheles, but it's the Thanksgiving offerings breads that could only be eaten in Yerushalayim that's going to sanctify this new extended area of Yerushalayim. So to the courtyard. Shiar HaManachis, it's the leftovers of the flour offering. She'inachon elbod, they could only be eaten in the Azara. That's why how you illustrate and you demonstrate that you're going to sanctify this extended year, the Azara, but therefore you're going to be eating it until the end of the new space that you sanctified. And any place that you didn't do like what we just said, and like this order, in Kiddush Gama, it's not a bona fide, it's not a complete sanctification. Ezra made to these two Thanksgiving offerings, and he did this procedure. Really, Zikaron Husha Asa. It was just a recollection of this procession. But loy b'maisim neskadosh hamakom. It's not really with his actions that the area was sanctified. Because lahayisham lemelech leurmatumah. He didn't have what we said were prerequisites. He didn't have any king, and neither did he have a functioning urmatumah. So b'man neskadosh. So how was it sanctified in the second time, the second Beis HaMikdash when Ezra came up? That's b'kedush rishayin or shekitcher shlemah. That was ready from the first sanctification, which Shlomo Melech sanctified the first by the first Beis HaMikdash. Shahu kiddush azar b'Yerushalayim, because he sanctified the courtyard and Yerushalayim l'shaiten for his time. B'kishon aslavi also sanctified it for all future times. Which Ram continues halachas advav regarding the ramification of today's times. The figure, therefore, makriven hakarbanos kulam, you will allow to bring all the sacrifices. Avav bishen shabayis bano, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash built, as long as there's a mizbeach. Vayichan katshe kachem b'chal azar, you could eat the holiest karbanos in the whole courtyard. Avav bishachareva, even though it's destroyed. Veni mekevtz b'mechitz, even though it's not surrounded with walls, with partitions. Vayichan katshe b'kalam, you could eat the lower level karbanos umayis hasheni, and the second type b'chal Yerushalayim, the whole Yerushalayim. Although there's no walls over there, Shakadush Rishayna, because the first sanctification that Shlomo Melech made, Kishla Shait was sanctified for his time, the Kishla Slavi, and was also for sanctification for all future times. Now, Allah designed, and Rama answers the question. He says, so why am I saying, but Mikdash regarding the temple of Yerushalayim, Kiddush Rishayna, the first sanctification that Shlomo Melech made was Kishla Slavi, was a future sanctification for all times, and therefore it still has it even today. Yet, if Kiddush Shar Eretz Yisrael, but regarding the sanctification of the rest of the land of Israel, Lein Yishriyas regarding the laws of Shemitah, Mais, the laws of Tithes, okay, Yitzman, and all those other things of the agriculture of Eretz Yisrael, I say, like Kitchelah Slavi, that it was not sanctified for all future times, as the Rama says in the first paragraph of Hilchos Trumas in Halacha Hey. So the Rambam, because they have different criterion. The sanctification of the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim, that's when they have Shechina. That's because of the divine presence. The Shechina in the Betela, and the divine presence has not ceased to be. Like it says in the Pasuk of Yikra, I'm going to destroy your temples. Which Rambam Chacham, which our sages say in the Gemara Megillah, that what is it saying? Although they're going to be desolate, they're going to retain their sanctity. I'm going to destroy Mikdash Shechem, which means even when they're destroyed, it's still considered sanctified and holy, and the Shechem is still there. So the halacha still applies even today. But the obligation of the land in the laws of Shemitah and the laws of Maisis, that's for a different reason. That's because it was conquered by the multitudes, by the entirety of the Jewish people. But once the land was taken away from them in the Churban, Beis HaMikdash, so the conquest was nullified. And therefore, biblically, there is an exemption of the laws of Maisis and Shemitah. It's not considered from the land of the Jews anymore. Now, once Ezra came up and he sanctified it, like Kitcha by Kibish, he didn't sanctify it by conquest, but rather by the communal acquisition that they took possession of the land. So any place that was taken in possession by those who came up from Bavel with Ezra, the Niskadish, B'kedushas, Ezra Shnei, and they were sanctified the second time around with the sanctification of Ezra, so that's going to be sanctified today. Even the land was taken from us because it's not dependent on conquest to say, oh, you lost that conquest. It's based on Chazakah. And therefore, there's going to be an obligation of the laws of Shemitah Truma, the way we explain the laws of Truma, which is rabbinically, because not all of Klal Yisrael came, but it will have this rabbinic obligation of the laws of Maisris in the entirety of Eretz Yisrael. But the initial biblical obligation of the Kibush was lost with the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. But that's where Ezra went and re-sanctified that with Chazakah and now with the Din of Kibush.